What if the way we love others was never supposed to depend on how they love us back? Come spend a few minutes with me as we look at the kind of selfless love that Jesus modeled for us. There's this trend circulating about meet them as far as they meet you. Have you heard of that? The idea is that people are tired of showing up, being kind, always being willing to help, or being the one to always reach out, but those sentiments aren't returned. So they throw their hands in the air and say, "That's it, I'm done. I'm not going the distance for anyone who doesn't do that for me." Ladies, have you been there? I mean, I get it. I felt that same hurt and frustration of wondering why. And I've been tempted to give kind of that same reply before. But then I think, is that really what Jesus wants from us? I mean, as His followers, we're supposed to be Christ-like. So what does Jesus think about this attitude from us? Okay, so let's talk about this conversation between Jesus and a man who was an expert in the law. It's in Luke chapter 10, so if you have your Bibles, you can grab it. We're going to read verses 25 through 37. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he," which is Jesus, "said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this and you'll live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him, and he bandaged his wounds, he poured oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal. He brought him into the inn, and he took care of him. And on the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii. He gave them to the innkeeper, and he said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I'll repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." And then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Jesus didn't say, "Love your neighbor as much as he loves you." He said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." So when we focus on what we receive or what we get out of the friendship or the relationship or the deal, we're just being self-focused, right? And oftentimes we become so focused on me that we miss what might actually be going on in somebody else's life. Maybe they're dealing with a health diagnosis that they just haven't shared with you. Maybe it's the loss of an unborn child that they can't bring themselves to even mention. Maybe they're having troubles in their marriage or maybe with a child, and that's why they really haven't had the time to call or text you back. Or maybe they're struggling with pressures from work, a bill that came due that was higher than expected, or maybe fears of an upcoming decision, and maybe that's why they've been distant. Jesus didn't wait to see how people were going to treat him before he showed them love and compassion. It was just the opposite. He knew they rejected him, and yet he still chose to love them and to give his life for all. Romans 5:8 is one of those verses that really keeps me in check. It says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." not when we had ourselves cleaned up, not when we had anything to offer Him, not when we deserved anything. He gave His life for us, the very ones who despised and rejected Him. And if we want to be like Christ, let's go and do likewise. Hey, I've got a few more scriptures that I want to share with you this morning. Do you have just a little more time to spend with me? We can dig into the Word just a little bit more. I'll send you a text with some questions to help guide our time together. And if you haven't messaged me yet to receive those texts, it's a super simple process. All you have to do is just text the word AWAKE to the number on the screen, or you can scan the QR code. Hey, thanks for joining me for Awake My Soul this morning. Grab another cup of coffee. I hope you enjoy your day.